podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kids Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California.
Some ASMR.
Are you flicking your bean?
I'm opening a bag of fruit snacks.
Okay. That's fucking sounds gross. I'm not into ASMR stuff. There's some gross ass shit out there with the ASMR. On TikTok, there's this one chick. She's got these like long nails, and she's
tapping things,
dressed like a witch. And yeah, she's like, but she has what's called a condenser mic. So it's like extremely
sounds better.
These aren't condenser mics.
There's people. Are you open? Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good one.
Sounds like a horse galloping on the top of a metal roof. Anyways. can we start over? We are the Sweet Side of Life podcast.
I just do things. I know I'm going to do it. I don't tell you I'm going to do it. And then I just fuck with you.
And then I just edit it out. So since you don't listen back, you think you're getting away with all this
facts.
Shit. But I just take that shit out. No, tonight we just got back from a little Wednesday night outing, just you and me, and
had some drinks,
slightly intoxicated, just a little bit.
Had some drinks.
So, what are you drinking tonight, my love?
Actually, I am chasing my fruit snacks with Simply Spiked Blackberry Limeade, which was left in our fridge by somebody. And so I was like, I'll try it.
How is it?
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of fucking sugar in it. Faux show. It is definitely not low sugar.
Well, I am just drinking my good old fashioned vodka
Boring.
Sprite.
But in a small glass.
Small glass. Cheers.
Cheers. Ding.
There you go.
More ASMR.
All right. So there's 1,000 different ways we can go with tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what you're intended on doing at this moment.
Making you crazy.
But before we go too far, let's get our advertising out.
What the fuck's advertising? What are we advertising? So
we are now sponsored. Did you know that?
By?
Vodka.
This dick.
Oh, Lord. You can find us at the Sweet Side of Life podcast at outlook.com. We encourage you guys to email us. And you can also find us at the Sweet Side of Life podcast on TikTok.
Tick-a-tick-tock.
And I'm going to say this episode, this particular podcast is probably going to hit a nice big number for us. We're a fairly new podcast in the way of we didn't have an audience until about 3 months ago.
If you haven't heard, now you know. Didn't put the word swinger or lifestyle in our title of our podcast.
So nobody found us for the first 6 months.
So it was very difficult to find us. So any listening we got prior to us adding that, like, bravo. I don't know if you knew what the fuck you were getting yourself into. But anybody
this
who listens.
This is not about swing sets.
Anyone who listens moving forward, they know.
Yes. So we are about to hit 20,000 downloads, which for us is a pretty big number. I know for some of you guys, they're like amateur hour. But for us, that's very good because, A, we have not really done any form of advertising. Like, we haven't paired up yet with any other podcast. We don't really advertise outside of just some friends and stuff like that. So I feel like our numbers are getting some good numbers. Mm-hmm. And I think with this particular podcast, I think we're gonna pass up on 20,000. That's a celebration
mega
right there.
Mega win. More ASMR.
So that's pretty cool. So
this is just gonna be the ASMR podcast.
Yeah, for our 20,000 download, it's us like farting in a microphone. Here's some ASMR for you. Is that a queef? So anyways, before we get too far in this episode, we do want to thank all you guys for listening and putting up with us for such a long time. We do very much appreciate it. And at some point, we're going to get serious. And
no, we're not.
No, we're not? Okay.
Definitely not getting serious.
We're going to stop drinking during our podcast.
Fuck that.
Okay, we're not going to do that.
No.
We do have some big parties coming up, though.
We do.
We actually just made it official, July 6th, Saturday. Which is a couple weeks from now. We are going to be going to Bia Vida in Lake Elsinore, Southern California. We have not been there yet.
No.
This is going to be the first for us to be there and a first for a lot of our friends. So we hope...
Some of our friends are
regulars pros.
Yes. Regulars.
And we're hoping they come.
Reg.
But we just rented a bungalow.
Bungalow.
The bungalow. And we're actually talking right now to the owners to see if we can actually bring our podcast there. So
yeah.
Maybe we can do some more interviews because we all heard how good those went last time. We brought the
everybody podcast loves to it. A
party. It was fun.
Everybody loves it.
It was not fun to edit. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
But well, it was a good time.
Honestly, nobody cares what your problems are.
Exactly. I'm over here crying in the corner. That's fine.
But we just left Plush.
Plush. What is Plush?
It's a party. We did Dirty Vegas and with Plush.
Yes. Dirty Vegas is an event organized by Plush Parties, which is a Southern California-based party, lifestyle party. So they do their New Year's Eve party, which we did this past year.
And then we're signed up to do their New Year's Eve party already. We bought our tickets for this next year.
They do a Havasu takeover. They do a Huntington Beach takeover. Really, so
they don't do a takeover in Huntington.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a meet and greet is what I heard.
I don't know.
Anyway, they do a takeover, though, or like a big party in Havasu, which I've heard is really fun. And then we did Dirty Vegas for the first time.
Yes. So if you guys listened to our last episode, we did a hit in the streets with the sweets, and you heard the road trip.
California to Nevada border.
Yes. So there was actually a lot of downloads on that one, so I hope they all return to catch the next one. That one was like just us screaming at a iPhone in the car as we're driving in the middle of the desert. So I know the quality wasn't the best, but that one got a lot of listens. So hopefully they return for the next one. To hear us drunk and doing ASMR sounds into the microphone for the first 15 minutes.
This is not what I expected.
Yay.
But so
yay,
we
2-star reviews.
We did, so anyway, we got there early. We did.
When did we head up?
We got there on Wednesday and the events didn't start till Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah.
Yes,
so we got
right
there Wednesday. We did Wednesday. We did our tiki bar. We did, what is the name of the tiki bar?
We did Frankie's
Tiki Bar, which if you're into dive tiki bars, which have nothing to do with the lifestyle, but I mean tiki.
Pineapple. They're definitely intertwined.
It's the good way we hide our lifestyle from people. It's like we're just listen to the Tiki Lifestyle. Mr. Sweets wears a shit ton of pineapples.
Yeah, I just really enjoy tiki.
So, but we do. So we did Frankie's. We did.
What else we do? Wednesday?
Look at us both looking at each other. Where the fuck else did we go?
This is why I said we need to sit down and do a recap before the podcast.
No. So I don't. I think we went back. We just did, that's all we did. I think.
No.
That's all we did on Wednesday because we were like, we just went back to the hotel. We had dinner. We were going to do.
Oh, yeah. We went. Yeah, we did Frankie's and then we went back to Fremont Street. And then we
had because we stayed on Fremont Oscars. Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, we stayed on Fremont Street. We had reservations at Oscars for dinner.
Some of the best steak I've ever
had. It was really good food. Yeah. It was at the Plaza, which they're totally redoing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I would stay there because I haven't seen their rooms.
I would stay at the restaurant.
But we had reservations. We did the Oscars Steakhouse, which is like at the top, and they have like views of all of Fremont Street.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And the food was really good, and it was pretty reasonable for a steakhouse. Like when you think of a steakhouse, like it was actually the steak was expensive, but the sides weren't so bad, and the food was really good. We left. Very full.
I feel like we're doing the Guy Fieri.
It's like a food. We're in Food Network. But, so we did that. We did Fremont Street. That was a lot of fun. I mean, we watched a concert. It was cover band doing. There was two.
Yeah.
There was two cover bands on different stages. Because if you've never been to Fremont Street, they have stages all the way up and down.
Yes.
The strip, which is why we like staying there, because it's a party, and you got your yard drink.
Was that Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because that's the only day we actually... No, that was Wednesday. That was the only day we actually were on Fremont Street.
That's true.
The other days we did other shit. So, you got your yard, which you always have to do,
mm-hmm.
and I got a very strong, like, whiskey and water. Like... 32 ounces, 32 ounces of whiskey and water. Who does that?
Fremont Street.
That was a lot now that I think about it.
You have Fremont Street.
It was like the whole bottle of apple whiskey and like water.
And it was like $5.99.
Yeah.
No, it definitely wasn't $5.99.
No, but it was 32 ounces. I think I threw part of it away because I don't even think I could drink. I mean, after tiki drinks, we did four drinks at Frankie's, and if you know anything about tiki drinks,
they're strong,
and Frankie's is a dive tiki bar, so they pour tiki drinks strong, like tiki is strong, like so anyway, I was pretty lit, but we didn't do anything else that night. We just partied down in Fremont Street and then went back.
We just survived because we just drove
5 hours,
five plus hours.
So
we were ready to just have a couple of drinks and relax.
So we did that, and then Thursday.
We decided
to do more tiki bars, which we had other things on our list to do. But then Plush was in the evening.
Yes.
So we
Plush was having their Thursday night like pre-party type thing.
Yeah. So we did not strong water.
Stray Pirate,
which was highly recommended by the bartender at Frankie's and was very good. But before that, we did
Golden Tiki. And then My strip club.
Oh, yeah. We went to your strip club. So forgot about that because it was unfortunately uneventful. I think we were there a little earlier than we normally go, like just a little bit.
I think we talked about this on the way there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have... Play It Again Sam's.
Yeah.
Last couple times we've been to Vegas, there's this particular stripper. She's an older woman. We'll just say that. Mm-hmm, that's fine. And we typically catch her earlier in the day. And
I think in the past times it's been later than. I feel like it was dark, but it was also October.
I don't feel like we've ever been there in the dark. I would walk in that area
earlier.
I don't think so. I think it's all daytime. Daytime.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's just, she just wasn't there.
She just wasn't there. She might have retired, but we went in there and We went to the bar and we were chatting.
We had a great conversation with the bartender. We were just bullshitting with her.
Mm-hmm. She asked like what we're in town for, and
we told her,
and then it kind of took her.
And then she's like, "Y'all are really into that." And I was, she's like, "You're." She looked at me. She's like, "You're into that." I was like, "Yeah." Like, I think she's like, "Well, I know dudes are into it. Like, dudes be fucking everybody." But she's like,
"One of the things she said is she goes, you guys are like so shy."
Oh yeah.
Because we're sitting at the bar and we're not like facing the dancers, we're not like, you know, throwing ones on the stage like she would expect us to be crazy. I'm like,
I guess.
I told her, I go, this right here, this is like standard like kindergarten or
but
like,
also yeah
level of party but that we're used
like,
to.
But also I'm like, I mean, just seeing titties and all that, it's like, he doesn't have to pay, we don't have to throw money at anything.
No.
And if the dancers were doing something worth money,
yeah,
I would have thrown it their way. But yeah, these dancers are literally just like, they look like they don't even want to be there, half of them.
They don't.
And if they do, they want to be in the champagne room or the freaking little cabana their, yeah, rooms or whatever.
And like, not one of the dancers paid any attention to us until we closed our tab.
Yeah.
Like, I was closing out the tab. Over. And all of a sudden they come over. I'm like, sorry, ladies, you're two drinks late. Like, we've been sitting here for an hour.
Yeah.
No one's talked to us. And probably because we didn't put ourselves out there. Like, you know, we were facing the bartender, talking to the bartender, talking to us. Like, we weren't.
Yeah. Well, the thing was,
we weren't looking for that. Our energy was not that.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, we were looking for your girl. She wasn't there. We were pretty sure. Then the bartender started talking to us, and it was a good flowing conversation, so it just kept going. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it was like, if the bartender wasn't so engaging, we probably would have turned around or been more open, but it was like, she was actually really engaging. We were talking about all things. Like,
so I'm sure the dancers hated that.
Yeah. And you said that while we were there. You're like, I'm sure these people hate, like, she's like, you're like, I wonder what the vibe is.
There's got to be some hater right there. Because she's taken kind of all taken, of our attention.
She's taking all of it. And we were like one of like five people in there.
Yeah.
Including like the gaming commission.
They came in and they were checking out the slot machines next to us.
Yeah. But so, I mean, it was a disappointment. You didn't get your lap dance.
I didn't.
Which was sad.
It's fine.
I know. And when they walked over, I was like, you could pick one of them. And you were like, it's just not the same.
It's just not the same.
And then they, yeah, I don't know.
There was a couple of girls there that I would have, but again, I just didn't get the energy. Yeah. I wasn't feeling the energy. I wasn't getting the energy.
Yeah.
And it just, I was like, ah.
Yeah. We recognized one that we knew from before too. Yeah. Not the same one that gave you the dance, but the one of them, I was like, I recognize her. Yep. She's been here for a minute. Mm-hmm. But so we did that. And then we did Golden Tiki. Then we did the strip club.
And then we did Stray Pirate.
Then we went to Stray Pirate.
That's right.
And what was funny at Stray Pirate is there was a group of four, a couple, and a single guy who also were at Golden Tiki when we were there, and they were all at Stray Pirate. Mm-hmm. So when we walked in, I was like, I saw the four couple or the two couples first, and I was like, are you guys following us? And then I looked over, and then the couple at the bar, they were like, no, you're following us. And then the single guy who was by himself turns around, he's like, all y'all be following me. And I'm like, it's like a party, it's a reunion. So they were all doing the tiki circuit. But
that's what happens.
Yeah, so that place was pretty cool. If you're into tiki stuff, I would go to Stray Pirate.
Stray Pirate was tiki dog.
Yeah.
Like
they had a paw with like crossbones or whatever,
and like all their artwork was like dogs.
Oh yeah,
and
the
bathroom.
And the Golden Tiki has an interesting bathroom too for all the females. I'm actually gonna. I don't know if I can put it on TikTok, huh?
I'm not sure. Maybe
it's wallpaper, but it's
still
pornographic.
Penises, yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. I could probably put it as the cover photo for our podcast.
Oh, yeah. There you
podcast.
Go. Yeah, because I took pictures. Anyway, there's some interesting sounds, and everything's dick related. I mean, spoiler alert.
And then Thursday night, we went to
what was it, Pretty in Pink or whatever?
Yeah, the plush theme was. Pink. Yeah, yep, yeah, yep.
So that was fun. That was actually, I feel like we talked to the most. It was a smaller group of people. Like, it was in the upstairs of the Ahern, like, the...
Like, event center.
Event center. It was, yeah. But it was in the club area of it, not the event center. Like, the other parties were in the big event center, like, huge.
That,
like,
the main lobby and all that area. Yeah,
and, but this one was a lot smaller, a lot more... There was a shit ton of people there. Like, it was crowded, but it was, like... It forced you, like, that's the thing. When you're in, like, a big, huge area, like the event center.
The clicks tend to click.
And also just everybody is spread out. Like, either you're on the dance floor, you're at your little table, or you're over at, you're at the bar or whatever. Like, you're just, you're spread out, you know? Mm-hmm. It just naturally, you spread out.
Yeah.
Unless you're on the dance floor. I mean, that's really it. So, the Thursday night, a lot smaller. Two rooms, essentially. Mm-hmm. A very good amount of people.
Yeah.
And it was... We talked to people we didn't know. We had people there we knew, but we talked to people
we didn't know. We actually met a new couple from Vegas that night, too.
Yeah.
They hit us up on Cassidy earlier in the day, and they're like, hey, we see you guys. Of course, I did all the rendezvous in Vegas, and... I saw, we see you guys are out here. We're not going to the party, but if you want to, you know, have dinner or something like that. And I was like, well, we're kind of stuck to the event at this point, but you should come out. And they actually signed up and came out.
They bought a ticket to the event for the weekend.
Weekend, and they ended up having a blast.
I think they met a bunch of new people. They met a bunch of our friends.
I know, but they had a blast.
They even came out to Thursday.
Yeah, they came out that night. That's where we first met them.
We met them on Thursday. But not only them, like, we met them.
Yep.
Obviously, but we knew they were coming. And then I met several couples that evening.
Yeah.
But just, like, people I've never met before. I mean, I can't recall names, but I can kind of see faces. So, I mean, obviously some of them I saw reoccurring through the whole thing. Like, one guy gave me, because the thing with this party is, and all of the plush parties that weekend, which I wasn't aware of fully, I kind of knew it was going to be like this, but I wasn't, like, fully into it, like, aware, is that everything was pasties. Like, you couldn't have your tits out, like, your nipples out. So, if anybody's ever been to a party with me,
I don't like having my top on.
So,
and no one ever complains.
Didn't have any pasties with me or on or anything. So I really wasn't. First, I wasn't thinking. Second, I wasn't anticipating. I should have anticipated. But so I, like, took my top off. Nobody said anything to me. Nobody at the venue said anything to me. But then I started feeling like, oh, shit, I probably should have something on my nipples. And just looking around, like, the vibe wasn't, like, just tits out, you know? So then, like, some guy, I was talking to him, and he had, like, stickers. They weren't even pasties. They were, like...
Duct tape.
It was, like, little teeny stickers that, like, I think...
Just cover the nipple.
Yeah, it barely covered just the tip.
Just enough to get you legal.
Just to get me by. So I, like, put them on. I, like, lost one of them. It was, like, a whole thing. But anyway, he gave me his little... Because he had them on him for whatever reason. I don't know. And so he gave me his little thing so I could put them on my nipples. So I was like, oh. But anyway, so... That was, I don't know, I don't want to say the most fun night for me, but it definitely, like, we met a lot of people, and I felt the best probably because it was early in the weekend, so I wasn't hungover for 15 days.
I think out of all the night parties, that was probably my favorite.
Yeah, I think so, too. For that reason. Yeah, it's just, like I said,
we were all jammed, it was nut to butt. Like, all the other night parties were fun. But it was just spread out over such a large area.
Such a large space.
So you literally had to, like, force yourself into a group to talk to someone, which is not our MO necessarily.
Yeah, you had to basically, like, exactly.
You just had to throw caution to the wind.
Yeah, just be like, hey, guys, like, how?
Like, at this one, like, if you're on your way to the bar, you're going to meet five new people.
Yeah, or you're standing in line to the bar.
You're going to meet five new people.
Or you're, like... just
you turn around.
Turn
you
around. Meet five it's new like, people. Hey, you know, like literally yeah. everybody was just right there. It was a lot more quaint. So
exactly.
It definitely, I think it was my favorite party too.
Nighttime party. I enjoyed the pool
party. Oh, yeah. Nighttime party.
Yeah.
So then we did that on Thursday. And then
we are not going to do this all in one episode. Yeah, just so you know.
Then on
we
Friday. Are not. Then on Friday, we got up and we did. So Friday was pool party day. Stop
we are
shaking
not doing
your
all
head
of this.
At me.
I intend to have sex with you tonight. And if we continue this, it's not going to happen because it's late as a mofo. So we are the bosses of this motherfucker. And we are going to separate this shit into two episodes.
God damn it. Well, we've only gotten to... we have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
That's what I'm saying. We ain't getting through this whole motherfucker. So, all
right. Are you stopping it now?
Not right now. Where are we at?
Friday.
Friday morning. Okay, what did we do Friday morning?
Friday morning, we had breakfast. Yay for us. Good for eating.
Where was this at?
We had the
Hash House
at Go-Go.
This. Was that Friday morning?
It was terrible. By the way,
that was Friday.
Okay, yeah. But let me just preface: Hash House Agogo. I'm sure in all the other venues they have it at is probably fantastic.
Yeah, like in San Diego, we've had food at San Diego one.
They like it.
Yep.
So I don't want to give the whole chain.
That's actually where we had brunch a few years ago for your birthday when we stayed down there. We ate breakfast at the Hash House. It was really good.
Fantastic. And Sam and Cole, they said they like it. Nope. But the one we went to in Vegas, and there's two, I think, in Vegas, but we went to the one in the plaza because it was literally right by our hotel, and it was not good at all. Like, it was terrible, actually.
Yeah,
maybe I ordered the wrong thing.
We ordered our food, and we got the food, and our waiter walked by, and it sounded like he said, good luck. And we looked at each other like, did he just say good luck? As you're looking down at your chicken fried steak.
No, it was like a meatloaf hash or whatever. I was like, this doesn't even look cooked. Like, I'm not even sure. Like, it's coming on a skillet, but are we still cooking? Like, am I supposed to cook it on the skillet? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, is this like a steakhouse where you make your own food? Yeah, it was. Did he say good luck?
I think he did. And then there was already, when we walked in, I had already seen a couple at a table close to us that was getting up from their table.
And they were done.
And they were done, and there was... all their food left on their plates. I was like, this is not a good sign.
But we were hungry and we needed to
eat. We were already
eat.
There and I was like, well, maybe just what they ordered was shit. So I didn't get the gravy because it looked like they had gravy on their plate. I was like, well, clearly the biscuits and gravy aren't good. I'll go with something else. And yeah, it wasn't good. It's fine. It fit into my liquid diet for the weekend. So yeah, we did breakfast.
I had one of probably the grossest mimosa I've ever had.
Yeah, it was.
Which is hard to fuck up a mimosa.
Mimosa wasn't actually that bad when I tasted it.
It was.
But.
It was off. Something did not taste right about it. And I can chug a mimosa all day long. But
it was because it was also served in like a huge ass, like weird glass.
Yeah.
But my Bloody Mary was actually pretty good.
What sucks is this was also in Plaza. So
we had a really great dinner.
Just a couple levels up.
That's why I'm saying, like, I don't want to promote, like, staying at the hotel because the dinner we had the night before was fantastic. The service was fantastic. Price was great for what we got. Everything was good. And we did all the things. Like, we had steak. We had salad. We had, well, you didn't have salad, but, you know, like, you had potatoes. Like, it was like, you know, we all tried all the things. And then, and then we had the Hash House Go-Go and it was terrible. So.
And then after that is where we stop this episode.
We're stopping at breakfast.
At shitty breakfast, yeah. There's a few other things I wanted to touch on before we conclude this episode.
Okay.
So, a couple of things. Let me see. Oh, you guys, you were just talking about Sam and Cole.
Yeah.
You and Sammy are going to do a little bit of a podcast
spin-off?
Of your own. Yeah.
We're thinking about it.
Yeah. So it's going to be the Samily.
Sam and Emily. Samily.
The Sammy and Emily show. It's we're thinking Say Less with Sammy and Emily. I think we're going to do like a...
I love that for you.
One of those two.
Sam and Emily, love that for you.
But we're going to do it as part of the Sweet Side of Life umbrella family. We're just going to do like, I don't know how often you two are going to get together and do your things, but
I don't know.
We're going to do it as part of the Sweet Side of Life family. We're going to just release it, you know, in the same vein and everything. And if you guys heard her on the Party Podcast when we interviewed them, she's a riot. So you two, when you're together, it's going to be insane. She has a lot of stories.
Yeah.
And so you two together are going to create quite the episode. So I would imagine here probably within the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to release our first one. That's going to be insane.
Yeah.
And then talking about some of our upcoming episodes really quick, we have we're going to recap why drugs are bad. Okay. What? we got a couple of Mary Jane stories.
Oh.
We got our LA story. We got a Jamaica story. Yeah. It's just some
good. Just why drugs are bad for me.
Yeah.
I am a
some good,
shit show.
Good funny stories. Then we have a very sexy party at Athena's we went to a couple weekends ago. We had some good times there. So we got a lot
that
of.
It was a play party for us.
It was definitely a play party.
You weren't doing anything. You weren't.
I wasn't DJing.
You weren't DJing. You weren't worrying about bartending. You weren't worrying
about. I wasn't
about
doing anything. Just getting my dick sucked. So that party is coming up.
And then
up.
Some.
And then some. So we got a lot of interesting episodes coming up. So our next one's probably going to be the second part of the recap of, Plush, Dirty Vegas. However, we are going to be, like we said earlier in the podcast, July 6th at Bia Vita, for their daytime and nighttime pool party. It starts at 12:30 PM and goes all the way till 12:30 AM. And then on July, was it 27th?
I think it's the 20th.
I think you're right, actually.
I don't know where my phone is. Oh.
I think you're right. Let me double check.
I think it's July 20th for Less, you're talking about?
Yeah, July 20th, another Saturday. We're going to be once again at the DTF Community Less Party in Menifee, Southern California. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to check it out, we will be there. And then we can have some other stuff later down the road. But
as long as Bia Vita is a good time on the 6th, we'll also be there on August 10th.
We will. So for the July 6th party, that one has nothing to do with any communities or anybody outside of us. So we're actually going to post it up on our community page on Cassidy. That's the only place we have any type of membership. So if you go there and look up the Sweet Side of Life, you can find it, join it. And you can see our events there. And you can actually find out, you can find us on Cassidy if you so wish. And we had someone just recently track us down.
Reach out to us.
From Arizona. And looks like they might actually be coming to meet us for the first time at the July 6th party.
Yeah.
They hit us up asking for like ideas and cool places to go in Southern California.
Oh, with that being said. If you're in Arizona. And you know of cool places, email us at
thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com.
Yeah, because we have people hitting us up and wondering about, you know, like these friends have said, what's to do in Arizona? Should we drive all the way to California? We're going to go to EDR. I think they're going to EDR, right?
They've already been to EDR.
Oh, they've been to EDR.
Yeah, so they were thinking about coming to Bia Vita because they wanted to try something different.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, we just happen to be at Bia Vita on the 6th.
But if you live in Arizona and you know of parties or you know of good places to go.
Hit us up.
Let us know and then we can pass along the info.
And we'll post it up.
Yeah, because honestly, we don't know of anything going on in Arizona.
I do know when we go to EDR, we meet a lot of people from Arizona. That's true.
Because they kind of say there's not a whole vibe out there. But I mean, I guarantee you, like we were talking about the other day, somebody is having a party.
There's house parties. There's pool parties. There's got to be something. Yeah. So if you guys are doing something, just hit it our way and we can definitely advertise it for some of our listeners in Arizona. And also, we have a lot of listeners in Russia.
So if you want us to pass along Russian parties.
If you guys are partying, doing pool parties, hit me up. There's one listener in North Korea. You probably shouldn't listen. I'm pretty sure it's illegal. But hey, you go. You go. Be your
maybe
best.
Maybe they're on the other. Maybe they're in South Korea, but they're just picking up the Wi-Fi, and their IP address is hitting from North Korea.
North Korea doesn't have Wi-Fi. That's what I'm saying. It could be Kim Jong-un.
Ooh.
He's all on our podcast. world peace, dude. Relax.
World, just relax.
Calm down, you.
Chill the fuck out.
But yeah, we have listeners all over the world, and it's pretty crazy because people were downloading like Yugoslavia or something. And I'm just like, and it's one episode. I'm like, clearly they did not speak our language. Like,
the translation couldn't translate my laugh.
I couldn't. It's all
or how fast I talk.
So it's just very interesting looking at the stats. I'm not a numbers guy, but I do enjoy looking at the numbers of the podcast, which I know is why we're almost at 20,000. So if you guys could help us out, advertise this, push it out to your friends, your family, your mom, your dad.
Yeah, let's let your mom listen to this.
Copy and paste it on your MySpace links. Put in your Reddits, wherever you want to put it. The more, the merrier. We'd love to hit those big numbers, and because you know what happens once we hit 20,000?
Nothing.
Absolutely.
Literally
nothing. Not a damn thing. But it's a great number, so that's where we're at, folks. So thank you guys so much. We are the Sweet Side of Life podcast, and yeah.
When enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
I love you, baby.
Love you too. Let's go fuck.
Bye.
thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.